baptized me, Jesus.
With the Holy Ghost.
If you do, I'll have power.
Your word says so.
Satan is so busy.
Yeah, he's trying to turn me around.
But I'm determined.
I'm gonna stand my ground.
But I can't do it.
No,
there's just no way I can't do it. Until you baptize. Let me tell you what the Word of God said.
Well, it was on the day of Pentecost, and they were all in one accord, and they were filled with the expectation, waiting for the promise of the Lord. When all of a sudden, the Holy Ghost came like a rushing mighty wind, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and so was the room they were sitting in.
Baptized me, Jesus.
With the Holy Ghost.
If you do, I'll have power.
Your word says so.
Satan is so busy.
Yes, he's trying to turn me around.
But I'm determined.
I'm gonna stand my ground.
But I can't do it.
No, there's just no way I can't do it.
Until you baptize me,
yeah.
Let me tell you one more time.
Well, it was on the day of Pentecost, and they were all in one accord,
and they were filled with expectation, waiting for the promise of the Lord.
When all of a sudden, the Holy Ghost fell like a rushing mighty wind,
and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost.
So was the room they were sitting in.
Baptized me, Jesus.
With the Holy Ghost.
If you do, I'll have power.
Your word says so.
Satan, he's so busy.
Well, he's trying to turn me around.
But I'm determined.
I'm gonna stand my ground.
I can't do it.
There's just no way
I can't do it
until you baptize me.
Yeah.
Well, there were people standing on the outside, surprised by what was being done. They marveled and said to one another,
thank you. Praise the Lord, everybody. Let's just lift our hands and just give it to the Lord. Would you do it? Come on. Praise God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, 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 glory. My God, I praise your holy name today. Thank you, Jesus, for your great presence we feel right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love you. I love you, and I believe you, and I praise you, and I exalt you today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Well, if you just remain standing, and I want to say I'm very thankful today to be in the Lord's house. I want to give honor to Brother Troy Surety and Brother Carl Surety and the work of God and the work of the Lord that's ongoing at this place here. How God's doing stuff, and he's busy doing stuff, doing things. These preachers that work out of this church, I certainly want to honor them, all the saints of God. I'm so glad the Lord saved me. It was Jesus that saved me. Praise God. My Lord, have mercy. I'm glad to know him through his Spirit. Praise God. If you'll turn with me to the book of Philippians, chapter 1, if you'll just journey there, just go there with me. While you're turning, I want to say again, thank you, Elder, for the opportunity to be here and to preach the word of the Lord. Praise God. Brother Charles Walker and Sister Margie is here today. They promised me that if you folks sat down and just didn't even grunt, they promised me they'd grunt and stay with me. Every now and then I asked our folks to sneeze or burp or do something. I mean, my God, just do something. Hallelujah. But I'm thankful to be here. 2 o'clock, huh? 2 o'clock. Man, you know what most of us are doing at 2 o'clock on Sunday? You know, don't you? You already know. I got a big old Papa Bear recliner, Brother Jones. Whew, Lord. My wife told me, she said, you beat anything I ever seen. Said, when you get in that big old recliner, said, as it goes back, your eyelids just go down as it goes back. She said, you can go to sleep the quickest and the fastest. Well, it don't take long. No sense messing around. Kind of like getting the Holy Ghost, just get it. I want to read to you and preach to you and talk to you. I want to preach, teach, and preach. I want to do it all at the same time. I'll just read it and let's see what happens. Philippians, let's go 1:19. Philippians 1:19 down. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I wot not. I'm in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. And I want to use tonight verse 23. I'm in a strait betwixt two. I got a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. I want to use this for a thought tonight. I want to go. I want to go. But I want to change it into one word. You won't find this word in the dictionary. It's not even in the English language, actually, but it don't make any difference. This is us. We can do it if we want to. I want to use the word and preach, want to go. I want to use this one word, W-A-N-T-O-G-O, want to go. Just want to go. I want to preach, want to go. I want to work on, want to go. I want to drill the word, want to go. And Brother Yates, when I get through today, I want the Holy Ghost to let us dream tonight in our sleep about want to go. Would you give the Lord a good hand? Praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise Him. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. You may be seated. God bless you. The elder told me this wasn't a baptistry here. I thank the Lord for that. Now, when you've lived for God through the years, and you've been with Him for a length of time, your relationship is maturing and growing. It's not like it was when you first got into church. Oh, how sweet it was when you first found Him and He found you. And the glory that shined upon our face when we were born into the kingdom of God, there's nothing like that. And it was God that wrote our name in the Lamb's Book of Life, not we ourselves, and there's nothing like that. But after we live for Him through time, and the Lord has proved Himself over and over and over again, never telling us a lie, never cutting us short, never selling us out, but being faithful to His word and faithful to His promises, we grow and grow and mature, and we learn to love Him and learn of him and draw nigh unto him. We become familiar with the voice of God over time. When we first find him and we first hear his voice, it is different than anything we've ever heard before. There's no voice like the voice of God. Yeah. But after we live for him through time and we mature and we grow and we talk to him and he talks to us and we grow in God, then the voice of the Lord becomes a beautiful, beautiful sound to us because we're accustomed to hearing and feeling the voice and unction of God. Hallelujah. And God cultivates us. He works with us. He works on us and through us and with us. And sometime in spite of us, he works with us. We wasn't much at all when he found us. You should have seen how we looked. You think it's bad now, it was really bad then. I'm telling you, God picked us up, cleaned us up, set us up, and got us on the way. We could never repay God for what he's done, though we live for him for years and years and years, because he's that kind of God to you and I. And after a long time, hallelujah, and after many years of being with him, hey, and him healing my body and healing your body, giving you a home and giving you a car and giving you blessings untold and working with you through time. Then you go to the cemetery with many old saints of God and you say beautiful words over them and you feel the Holy Ghost. And after you've done that through the years, you finally get about as many friends over yonder as you've got over here. And after a length of time, Brother Jones, you begin to feel you're in a strait betwixt two. You just about soon go on as you had soon stay. Because you know to go is far better, means a whole lot more than to stay down here. Hallelujah. I understand today what he meant when he said, I'm in a strait betwixt two. I have a desire to depart and to be with Christ. And he said, it is far better. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I knew the old saints of God of bygone days. When I first got in church, I remember the old elder statesmen, saints of God. They were precious people. Oh, how precious they was. Hallelujah. They had their way and their mannerisms and the things they did. But it was great. Hallelujah. I've watched them in early times. And they're long gone by the way of the grave. But I watched the old precious ladies as they would shout and glorify God. I watched rats that would crawl out of their hair. Rats that they fixed their hair up with. They would begin to work their way out of the hair. And they would fall on the floor. And they would magnify the God of glory. I watched them bring water in fruit jars. Most folk in Pentecost don't even know what a fruit jar is. But these mamas and daddies of Pentecost, they would bring water in a fruit jar. And they would drink. They would shout. They would lay the babies on pallets. I don't know why they would pull them where they put them. They would stack the youngins in here right up front. Lay out quilts and pallets, and they'd pile the young'uns up there. They would glorify God. I've seen them shout all around them. I've seen them shout down through them. Never saw nobody kill a young'un, but I've seen the glory of God. I've seen the glory of God move many times like that. One by one, God called them on. One by one, the saints of yesteryear. Hallelujah. Those one God people that didn't have college degrees, wasn't trained in school like some of us are, but they knew God, and they loved God, and they honored God, and they reverenced God, and God blessed them, and God called them out one by one to their reward. You do understand there's a reward. There's a tremendous reward on the other side of this race. And this race we're running has got a prize, and a reward on the other side. And so the Lord would call them out. I remember when I was praying for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, brother. Oh, there was an old lady then. Oh, she'd been gone longer than some of you are old. But she would go around and around me like this. I was praying, and we would tarry. And you're right, you don't have to take the Holy Ghost. You just receive it, but I didn't know that. So I was trying to take it and get it. And boy, she was helping me pray. She would dance around me and rebuke the devil, rebuke the powers of hell. They would slap me and shake me and jerk me and spit on me, massage me and tell me to come on. And I had to come on. And I'd come on. And after a while, I got where God wanted me. And it was God that gave me the Holy Ghost. This old lady would pray and she'd start chanting and saying, I chased the devil around the stump. And I beat him every jump. We need some folks to learn how to chase him and stomp him and get him out of here and away from here. Hallelujah. I preach God's people. That's private property for God. And Satan ain't got no business fooling around him or messing with him or being close to him. He's trespassing when he does. I want to go. Want to go. I want to go. When you live for him and you feel his blessings and he touches your heart and your mind and it works through years, then you develop that spirit in you, that want to go spirit. I've had old mamas and papas of Pentecost. I'd be that by their bedside and I've had them tell me, I'm tired, and I'm tired of being here, and I'm tired of the body I'm living in, and I just want to go. Just go on and be with God. Hallelujah. I'm telling us today that God wants you and I to have a real baptism of want to go. If you got you some want to go, you'll want to go. If you got some want to go, you'll be faithful to God, faithful to church, to your man of God, to the work of God, when God gives you some of that want to go. Hallelujah. I'm telling us today, there's nothing like this. This is the best there are. This is the upper top of it all. Everything else is sub. This is the best that ever come out of glory. There's no substitute. There's no alternative. There's nothing like the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Oh God. He said in one place, he's willing to be absent from the body to be present with the Lord. Think about it. Praise God. He said, for we know that if an earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands. Eternal. Everybody say eternal. I'm not talking about short-lived stuff. I'm not talking about temporal stuff. I'm talking about everlasting and for on and on and on and on. Eternal. In the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. Jesus said, I'm the resurrection and the life. Isn't that wonderful? To realize we are worshiping, magnifying the resurrection and the life. Praise God. Now I'm telling you today, this is going to be beautiful. It's beautiful now, but just wait. And we worship now, but just wait. Oh, we set together heavenly places in Christ Jesus now. But oh my God, just wait. Oh, I don't know how to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, what it's going to be like. Because I don't know what it's going to be like. I know it's going to be better than anything we could ever imagine to hear God say, well done. thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'm going to make you ruler over many things. Oh, my God. Want to go. It's God that baptizes us, and we develop that want to go, that want to go. What have you got in your heart? I got me some want to go. What does it mean to you? It means I want to go. I want to go be with Jesus and hear him say, well done. I got to study the Word of God. I found out everything down here is going to burn up, melt with a fervent heat. I was talking to some Jehovah Witness not long ago. They come to see me, and I told them, I'll give you 30 minutes, but I want equal time to talk to you. So I stood and listened, Elder, and they told me, oh, they told me various and sundry things. Then it come my time. I said, have you not heard about the fire? There's a bad fire coming down here. Yeah, you don't want to be a part of this thing down here. This thing's going to burn up. You don't want to be here. Made up my mind. Come on, folks. That God, give me some want to go. And I want to go and get out of here. Hallelujah. He said, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Whew. Think about that. It was God that said it. The Holy Ghost moved on our writer. He said, oh, precious in the sight of God is the death of his saints. He said, blessed are the dead that die in the Lord, that they rest from their labors and their works do follow them. It's a wonderful thing when we go over on the other side. Hallelujah. Now, I've never been there and come back. But there's a man in the Bible that was called up to the third heaven. My God, he saw some stuff. He heard some stuff. It makes me want to go see what he heard and saw what he saw. And God puts a want to go in my soul. Hallelujah. Amen. It's marvelous when you feel what they feel and you know the things they know. Oh, we've been talked about, so what? I usually just say good subject when folks talk about you, because you are a good subject. The people of the Lord, the people of his name, the body of Christ. Hallelujah. What better thing could you talk about? That's a good subject. Amen. I read in the Bible about Enoch. I like Enoch. Of the men of the Bible, he's one of my favorite elder, Brother Enoch. There's not a lot said about him, but there's some good stuff said about him. It said he's just walking along, and he was and he was not. How you like that stuff? That's good stuff. I believe that stuff. Could you imagine some of our places of higher learning if you told him about Brother Enoch? And you said, dear professor, did you know I know about a man named Enoch? And he's just walking along, and he was not. They would think, surely you had lost your mind. Well, what it is, you got some want to go. Because you done read about a man you believe about. And his name is Brother Enoch. Hallelujah. And he place than this place down here. Now let's be honest. There's some pretty sights down here. Now let's just be honest. Let's tell us who stay in church. There's some beautiful sights. I've seen some pretty things in traveling here, there, down yonder, and over there, various and sundry places. There's some beautiful things here on earth. But oh, listen to me. Whew. Whew. When you compare them to the glory that's going to be revealed over there, there's absolutely no comparison whatsoever. Praise God. I'm excited to tell you tonight about a place that God went away to prepare for you and for us. And I'm telling you, he said, I'm going to come again and receive you unto myself. There you may be also. Because you got some want to go. I want God to let you dream about it tonight. When you lay your head on your pillow and you shut both eyes at the same time, I want God to let you dream about some want to go. That God put some want to go like you never had in your soul. That you want to go and hear him say, well done. Man, everything I fool with, I like it well done. I've been off with men, ministers, and I've seen them order the meat raw, almost raw. I'm telling you the truth. I'm talking about it had never changed colors. They like that stuff. Comes my time to order, I say, done. When I order my eggs, I don't want nothing running or cackling. It's done. I want it done. Amen. I'm telling you, I like the word done. Because I'm going to hear Jesus say, well done. And if you don't like your stuff well done, you better learn to develop a like for things that are well done. Everybody say, well done. I'm talking about want to go. That God puts a want to go down in your system. Elijah. Oh, man. Elijah. I like him, too. I like him. I've read about him. I've studied about him. I pencil checked him. I like Elijah also. In fact, he's walking along with Elisha. There's a chariot of fire that comes down and separates the two. And a whirlwind comes. You ever seen one of these whirlwinds? Oh, you have done it. Yes, you have. The little twisters. You've seen them. A whirlwind comes down and just receives him up to heaven, the Bible said. Now think about that. I'm telling you, he went to a better place. He wanted to go. He had a developed character and personality about him. If you got a split personality, you're not going to go. If you're double-minded, you're not going to go. If you got one foot in the world, one in the church, you're not going to go. You can't even enjoy living for God. Yabaha, I'm telling you right now, you got to learn to get yourself want to go in your soul if you're going to go. Had a girl one time got mad at me and left the church because I wouldn't baptize her. She had been baptized 15 times. Every frog and every pond and every turtle. When she'd get bad, that's her again. That's her again. Every time she prayed through, down again. Down again. I got taught it down again stuff. And I told her, I said, look, girl, you done been baptized by me, and I don't know how many other priests done baptized you. Amen. And so I said, I mean, it surely one of them took. I mean, one of them had to take. Amen. If I say amen, hey, I take this living for God serious. It's serious stuff. I got baptized one time in Jesus' name a long time ago. Hallelujah. And it took when the man of God done it. Pitiful thing, them frogs look up and say, uh-huh, they're in revival again up there at the church. That's her. She prayed through last year at the same time, same revival. Back in here again. I'm talking about getting to church and stay. I'm talking about build your house to rule them and don't move. I'm talking about set up housekeeping and don't go nowhere. I'm talking about get out of the bench with God and give you some want to go down in your soul. Lazarus died. It matters how you die. We was talking the other day about funerals. I go to a lot of funerals, and of course, funerals at the church. And every funeral I go to, everybody goes to heaven. Nobody's ever lost. It don't matter. Die drunk, heaven. Streets of gold, boom. Die coming from the gambling boat, don't matter. Die committing adultery, don't matter. It doesn't matter. Streets of gold. Now, I'm telling you something, it matters how we die. It matters how we live. Because the way we live, that's how we're going to die. That's how we're going to leave here. Hallelujah. So it's important that we learn to praise him and worship and love and magnify God and get you some water go down in your soul. Let's talk about Lazarus. I liked him too. I like him. I like Lazarus. I like him. Now, he didn't have a lot down here. He really didn't. You know, let's be honest. He wasn't driving the best car or living in the best house or wearing the best clothes. But he did know the best God, the only God. And so it, as always, it comes dying time. If you're living, it comes dying time. That's just the way it is. And so it come dying time for Lazarus, and your Bible said that he was carried by angels. Whew. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm telling you, he was carried by angels to Abraham's bosom because this man lived right and loved God and magnified God and had some want to go down in his soul. And he was carried by angels to Abraham's bosom. Now, just pause. Let me hit the pause button right here. Just pause a minute. Now, I feel safe preaching this, elder. I feel safe doing this. If heavenly angels came and received him, Brother Yates, Lazarus, because he was right with God, if you're not right with God, who you think is going to be there to take care of business with you when you breathe your last breath? If I was you and didn't have me some want to go, baptized with the Holy Ghost running over the top, I'd get filled with it today. I'd let the Holy Ghost move in my life today. Hallelujah. And so he was carried by angels to Abraham's bosom. I like Stephen. Stephen was a deacon. Somebody told me the other day, Elder, they said, we want to be a deacon. I said, good. Get you an apron. Get you some washcloths and be a deacon. That's what deacons do. That's part of the job. Cleaning tables, wiping off things, cleaning up things. That didn't go over too well. It don't sound like you're going too well right here either. Let's give the Lord a good hand. Praise God. Everybody say praise God. I'm telling us today that Stephen began to work for God. And I want to talk about how he died. It matters how you die. Now, he made some folks mad, upset. God used him with healings and miracles, wondrous gifts of the Holy Ghost. The Lord was greatly blessing Brother Stephen. And there were some folks that got riled up and mad. And he began to talk to them. And they began to stone him. And as he was dying, the Bible said he looked up steadfastly into heaven and said, I see Jesus. My God, it matters how you die, because the way you live is going to determine how you die. In fact, I'm going to tell you right now, we're all preaching our own funeral right now. Oh, God, help us to have some water go down in our soul. For this corruption must put on incorruption. This mortal must put on immortality. Oh, death, where's thy sting? And grave, where's thy victory? I'm thankful to tell you today that it was God that robed himself in flesh, and it was God that robbed the grave of its victory. Nobody could do it but Jesus. Hallelujah. This is not in my notes, but let me just put it in because it fits right now. I was talking to some good denominational people a few days ago that are friends of ours. And they was in a discussion of how many gods there was. And one said, no, I can't believe that God was made flesh, you know, and did the things like that. The other one said, well, I believe there's two of them. There's just got to be two, because there's God, and Jesus is somebody else. You know, and of course, being friendly like I am, and friendly like you are, and knowing God like you know God and like I know God. I had to get in on some of that. Hallelujah to God. I went to John 1:14 and just set up housekeeping for a while. I'm telling us, ladies and gentlemen, when God dropped the scales from our eyes, let us understand that He is the only God that ever was, ever will be. Give us the Holy Ghost. He give us some want to go. And it was God that robbed the grave. I remember my mama praying. My mother prayed. My mother prayed. My mama prayed. And when mama would pray, Brother Shirty, it wasn't like hello, goodbye. I mean, mama set up housekeeping in the back room. Mama would pray and just pray. And you'd think she's going to stop, and she wouldn't just keep on praying. She got the Holy Ghost in the old days, and she'd just keep on praying. Shouting, praying in the back room. Me and daddy, me and my daddy and my granddaddy, up front, listened to a radio. Didn't have them other things. Listen to radio. We had the Grand Ole Opry going in the front room. Mama had the Holy Ghost in the back room. Oh, God, I feel that. I like that. Woo! Mama was having more fun back there than we was up front. Mama had God with her back there. We had the devil with us up front. My mama had some want to go down in her soul. And it played a tremendous part in God working with my life and God working with my soul in years to come. Brother Ed, we baptized my daddy before we passed. My dad was in a wheelchair on oxygen, and we got some folks lined up. Daddy said he wanted to get baptized in Jesus' name. I said, Daddy, you want to go where my mama went? He said, yes, boy. I said, you got to do like my mama done if you're going to go where my mama is. Hallelujah. Everybody say hallelujah. I took my daddy. He's 90 years old when we baptized him. 91, actually, when we baptized him. Took him down in a wheelchair. Whew, Lord have mercy. 4 men out here and 4 men in there, elder. We picked he, wheelchair, and all, and buried him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the mission of sin. Hallelujah to God. Now, let me tell you what happened, Brother Ed. This, you're probably going to run. I didn't know this. I wonder why at the funeral I felt such peace. The funeral was only a couple of weeks ago. I felt such peace and beauty, and the Lord blessed me with peace and beauty, Brother Swilly. The Lord blessed me with that. And I was sitting there, and then after the funeral, my granddaughter came up to me and said, Papa, she said, I was praying with her. And Daddy was praying all the time. She said, I was praying with you, Daddy. With Papa, and said, he started praying in words I couldn't understand, and said, I called my mama over, my mama, and got mama to come over, and mama stood there. I said, Mama, what's he saying? She said, I don't know what he's saying, but I know he's praying. Hallelujah. Now, I'm telling you, when I was asking God for my daddy's soul, I would say, now, God, my mama prayed for my daddy, and I'm praying for my daddy, and the church is praying for my daddy, and I'm not going to give him up. I'm going to leave you to baptize my daddy with the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues. My God, have mercy. I'm telling you, God wants us to get something in us like we never had before. I'm talking about some want to go, want to go, want to go, want to go. Little old girl, come up to me. Just a few weeks ago, selling cookies, elder. She's selling me some cookies. She brought the cookies. She said, you don't want to buy these, do you? I said, no, I don't. That's how some folks is when they witness about the Holy Ghost. You got to believe in this want to go stuff. Oh, my God, have mercy. It's got to get a hold of you. I'm talking about consume you. I'm talking about just embark upon you like never before. Let God just give you some want to go like you never had. Now, come on. I'm saying let God work a work in our soul. Hallelujah. Like we've never, ever known before. And when God does it, he does it right. He does a good job of it. Praise God. It's marvelous and wonderful. How God does things. Hallelujah. We had an old boy. In fact, he was a certified, don't let this offend you, I love all Baptists. God loves Baptists. We love Baptists. I love Baptist people. Oh, God, we love all Baptists, Methodists, Catholics, whatever else they are. We love everybody. But he was a certified, papered, registered Baptist preacher. Papered and registered, certified. He come to church. I got him back in the office. We went down to the book of the Acts. I said, son, this is where the action is. Action takes place in the book of Acts. I said, this is how they had church. I said, you got to have church like they had church in Acts to get things done. And we set up housekeeping in the book of Acts, and we walked down through there and just had the greatest time, brother. Wonderful, wonderful time. And all of a sudden, he explains that, oh, I've never seen that. I said, oh, it's real. It's good stuff. He said, I got to get baptized again. I said, yeah, you have. My God. The old boy must be what, Brother Stacy? He's 6'6", 6'7", wears size 16 shoes. Son, look like two boats on each foot. A boat on each foot. Big, gigantic, deputy sheriff. Certified, papered Baptist preacher. Got him up in the water. Oh, my God, have mercy. Amen. I said, son, just kind of keep yourself down because I got to get you all the way under. So I took him down, Brother Shorty, and I buried him. There wasn't nothing sticking out. I just buried him all the way under in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. Hallelujah. And God, you ought to heard him. You ought to heard him Sunday morning full last on a radio broadcast. He was telling everybody on the radio what God had done for him because God had put someone to go way down deep in his soul. Hallelujah. Give me 5 minutes. Just 5 minutes. Hallelujah. We had a family. Had an old mean boy. That dude is mean, aggravating, needed whooping, but you know, you can't whoop him, Brother Yates. But he got sick and started praying. He got sick. Sick. He started praying. So the parents called me and said, he wants to get baptized. I said, wonderful. And we didn't have a baptistry at this time. So they said, we're going to fill a bathtub up, and we're going to baptize. You baptize. I said, that's good. Fill a bathtub up. But this old long, gangly thing was about like this. And his arms are long, his legs are long. He's just a big old, long, gangly boy. So help me, Jesus. Brother Shorty, we got in there in the bathroom, and I'm praying. I'm Jesus. Just do it now. Do it now, God. Do it right now. And so I take him down, and his knee pops up. I said, we got to do it right. Let's go through this again. Let's get this thing right. We preach buried. Buried, submerged, under. So I go again. Oh, God, do it again, Jesus. My God, do it again. I go down again in Jesus' name. Elbow comes out. I tried 3 or 4 times. He was too much boy for the bathtub. So I told him, Mom and Dad, I said, tell you what. I believe God will keep him alive, sick or not. Let's head to the creek. Buddy, when I got him down to the creek, it was big enough to bury him in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. Now, I want you folks to understand me right now. I believe this message. I'm not guessing. I'm not wondering. I want you to understand where I stand right now. I believe this word of God, except a man is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, come on. Hallelujah. We either believe it or we don't believe it. We either in it or we're not in it. We either got it or we don't have it. Praise God. God wants you and I to be baptized with some want to go like we've never had before. Praise God. Not long ago, a few months ago, it was late one night, and there was a lady in our church that called, and she had threw up like a dishpan full of blood. blood was everywhere. Lived by herself. She said, listen, come quick. I don't have long to be here. So I got ready, took off down, went off down to her home, and went in there. She looked like warmed over death. Warmed over death. And she said, I've been living for this day. I've been preparing. She said, don't worry about me. I just wanted you here. But I've been preparing for this day a long time. Now watch this. Watch this. She said, give me my purse. Now we got the ambulance coming. I done prayed for her blood. I'm talking about blood's everywhere. Blood's all over the floor. She said, give me my purse. I said, purse. Give me my purse. So they give the woman the purse, and she hadn't been able to come to church and pay her tithes. She takes that little feeble hand and goes in that purse. Pull that tithe envelope out, man. I said, no, don't. She said, I got to pay my tithes. I got to do it. She said, I'm telling you, I may not get out of this, and I want to be paid up. I'm just checking thermostats now. All I'm doing is thermostat checking. Everybody say, whew. That's what I'm talking about. Amen. The elder told me if I wanted a wife, I could use this to wipe my face with. Amen. I'm telling you. She goes in there, and she pulls out two tithing envelopes and pays her tithes. And it just looks like every breath is the last breath. She said, give me my check. I just got my check. I said, oh, my God, no, don't. What are you doing? I mean, we're trying to pray. And she pulls her check. I said, I'm not going to need this. She said, just take my check. I said, oh, my God. No, don't. I don't want your check. She said, take the check. Well, I mean, she believed this message. She believed the message. I mean, you folks can breathe. Amen. And so when the ambulance came and we got her up and out and in the ambulance and got her en route, I slipped around and didn't tell her. And I gave her children the check. I said, take the check. Take the check. Take the check. I don't want the check. But it just goes to show you that the woman had some want to go. Ooh, that God baptized her with some want to go a long, long, long time ago. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you something as I begin to close right now. If you hadn't got you some of this want to go, you need to get you some of it. It'll keep you when times are bad. It'll keep you when times are good. It'll keep you when things are up and things are down. It just don't make no difference. Seasons, circumstances, whatever that comes your way, it just don't make you no difference because God has baptized you with some want to go, and you want to go and hear God say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. God put it down in your soul. Woo! Hallelujah! Would you stand? Whoa! Hallelujah! Oh God. I'd rather have the Holy Ghost and be baptized in water in Jesus' name than have everything in the world and the world thrown in. I'm telling you. There's nothing like this. This is the best thing that's ever come down out of glory. In fact, the Bible called it a sound from heaven. Yeah, 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 yeah. God sent a sound from heaven. Hallelujah. And we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk in the Spirit. And don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Because we got some want to go way down deep in our soul. Now, come on, folks. I want you to know that God wants you to get drunk in the Holy Ghost sometime. Intoxicated in the Holy Ghost. All lit up in the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about just plumb out of it in the Holy Ghost. That's why they said that that's a bunch of drunks down there. I'm going to tell you, when you get real good and drunk in the Holy Ghost, this stuff down here don't bother you at all. Praise God. Because you got you some want to go way down deep, way down deep in your soul. God has baptized you with some want to go. Do you want to go? Have you thought about going? Have you thought about hearing God say, come up hither? Watch it close now. Watch it close. Watch this real close. There's going to be a trumpet sound. There's going to be a trumpet sound. After a while, hallelujah. Lord, have mercy. And the dead in Christ is going to rise first. Hello, Jesus. Then we, which are alive and remain. And I'm going to put some want to go in there. Alive, remain, and got some want to go. We're going to be changed in a moment. Ooh, of the twinkling of an eye. And be caught up. Caught up. Taken up. We're going to meet the Lord in the air because God has gave us some want to go way down in our soul. My God, I want you to lift your hands. Come on. And let's baba shanda bahama biya hadiya shanda bakabiya. Oh, come on. Let's love God. Well, now, living in this wicked world, it don't bother me. Cause I'm going to a special place Jesus prepared for me. You ask me why I sing. You ask me why I dance. I'm getting ready for that great place. Jesus, take me to the land. They say the streets are in a land where, oh, Jesus will be there. There's no one that can compare. Gonna shout the victory and sing the song of the redeemed. I'm going to heaven. I'm going to heaven. Well, they say the streets are in the land where, oh, Jesus will be there. There's no one that can compare. Gonna shout the victory and sing the songs of the redeemed. I'm going to heaven. Why don't you put your hands together and give God praise right now? Because you know the way. You know the way to heaven. Oh, heaven, don't you want to go? Heaven, don't you want to go? Heaven, there'll be no more crying. Oh, there'll be no more dying. I'm talking about heaven. I'm singing about heaven. Yes, 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 yes. Heaven, heaven. Oh, heaven. Oh, heaven. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. Wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Oh, there's a whole lot of people watching saying you can make it. You can live for God if you want to. If you got some want to go down in your soul, it'll help you. It'll help you. It'll help you. I wonder who's watching us here today. I know some faces. I know some names of some people that are leaning over the balconies of heaven saying, you can make it. You can make it. You can make it. You can make it. If you try. If you try. Thank you, Brother Harris, for the word of the Lord today. It is sure and steadfast. It is sure and steadfast. It's the way out of here, church. It's the old-fashioned Word of God. We don't intend, we don't desire, we don't want to change it. Because it works. It works. It works. Oh, hallelujah. What a beautiful day it has been. If it wasn't for my stomach, I just wouldn't want to dismiss. But let's go eat. Hallelujah. And this day will be complete. No, not yet. We got to pray for the food.